There's a lot of really cool stuff in here that most people have never heard of and never will hear of again. One of my favorites that we've got in the store is a Filipino Batman movie called James Batman.
Mga ulol, kayo pa lalaban sa aming mga sindikato?
It's really, really good. This DVD doesn't have any English on it, so it's hard to understand, but I've seen it three times. It's really terrific.
I'm Gabriel Spitzer. This is Sound Effect, and Matt Lynch is showing me around Scarecrow Video in Seattle. They have more than 130,000 DVDs, Blu-rays, Laserdiscs, and yes, VHS tapes.
European horror, Italian horror, Japanese horror, Chinese horror, Thai horror, Korean horror, Mexican horror, Turkish horror, Indonesian and Malaysian horror.
How's Dr. Satan?
Dr. Satan's really good, actually. I really like...
Scarecrow is one of just three video rental stores still kicking in Seattle. They've been around for about 30 years, but as you probably know, in the last decade or so, online streaming has wiped out a huge chunk of the industry.
And so that's when you begin to see the death of our neighborhood video store as we knew it, you know, where there would be one in every neighborhood around, you know, every other block had a video store. And we could all survive.
Kate Barr is executive director here. She says the reality was not lost on the previous owners.
They had been noticing that decline over like a 4 or 5 year period before they finally, you know, said, okay, this enough is enough. We're not willing to kind of pay out of pocket to keep this going. And, you know, we faced a crossroads where either you make the choice to downscale. We could have sold off 3/4 of the collection and just become very lean and mean. But the problem is this collection is so large that it now has cultural significance.
I mean, James Batman, right? Really, though, this collection is a valuable archive. Kate says they have dozens of films that even the Library of Congress doesn't have. So breaking it up was out of the question.
So they did a call for proposals, but they would only consider nonprofits. And their criteria was the collection needs to stay together, needs to remain open to the public, and ideally would remain in Seattle.
Let's put that collection in context. Take all the movies and specials and TV shows that stream on Netflix, and Scarecrow dwarfs it by like a factor of 20.
The truth is they have very, very little available, very little content available. What they have done is sold the idea that they have everything. And that is what they have done very, very well.
So how do you compete with that?
Yes, that's a question we ask ourselves every day, is how does one compete against the sale of an idea? And we're still trying to figure that out.
For the newly nonprofit Scarecrow, a big part of the answer to that has been to hug the community even closer.
We now have many more community programs than we did. We had free outdoor movies in Magnuson Park this past summer. We have silver screeners where we go out in the community and show movies at community and senior centers. We have a children's hour in partnership with the Seattle Public Library. The screening room that we're currently sitting in right now, we have free screenings in here 15 to 17 days out of every month.
In short, Scarecrow has embraced its role as a cultural resource. Competition can bring out the best in people, and the worst too. That's our theme today on Sound Effect from KNKX, stories of the thrill and the agony of competition.